Computer viruses can be absolutely terrifying, but the one I'm going to tell you about right now is certainly not. Well, I mean, it is, but it's not, okay? Trust me. Created as a joke back in 2002, a website appeared on the World Wide Web, which was called youareanidiot.org, and this would essentially be used to troll its visitors. Originally starting out as just a jokey website, but later did get turned into an actual real-life virus. But if you went to this website and clicked on the link, a full-screen display of a message would appear, essentially calling you an idiot, with laughter and a mocking voice playing in the background. Here's a clip. Yeah, quite possibly the most annoying thing I've ever heard. But to top it off, and just to sprinkle a little bit more salt in the wound, when you tried to close the window, it would simply refuse to close. The X button wouldn't work. And then other pop-ups would start coming up of the same message displaying, making it impossible to do anything on your computer.
You are an idiot!
Where to get out of it, you'd actually have to just completely shut down your computer and restart it to get off it, if it didn't crash your browser first. But then eventually other versions of this software would start popping up which contained malware, which would essentially just assault your PC, as well as installing adware and spyware onto your computer, which is exactly what you don't want. It would also begin to log keystrokes. Now, if you don't know what keystrokes are, essentially, if you type in a password or a credit card number, it would recognize the pattern you had typed, therefore taking your password and credit card numbers. But the original version that wasn't malware was created by a company known as DoltSoft, and this was created with the tagline of "for those who are idiots." But the creators of this website did not expect it to go viral, nor for different versions to start popping up to be used as a weapon in cyberspace. But the original site has been taken down and only the clones remain today. So if you're curious, don't go and search it up. I'm telling you now, okay? Don't put yourself through it.